This is the Carlton Podcast. Here's your host, Tony Moclair.
Hello and welcome to the Carlton Podcast. I can't believe it is episode 19. The year has flashed by. Joining me now, well, what can you say about a man who almost goes out of his way to earn time off?
Let's just not talk about it at all then.
What are we going to do with you?
I'm just going to take up a full-time role being a podcast producer. I like a new job.
You've got plenty of spare time to
devote this is all my spare time used at the club. I'm up here, you know, going through the edits, making sure we're hitting those followers and stuff. So,
well, because somebody professionally needs to work on this thing.
Well, you're not doing too much, so I've got to pull up the slack, you know.
That's
Jamo's
true.
Gone. I'm trying to carry it on. All right, go for it. Yeah, go
Mitch
for it.
Mitch Robinson, king of Twitter. And we'll get to that in a second, if you don't mind. Talk about the comeback king. But right now, delighted to have the return of this particular guest to the podcast.
Give me the bio. Give it to me.
All right. You ready? Because this player will not feature in Who Is Your Teammate, Mitch Robinson and blank later on.
I lost that one.
So I'll give you the bio of this particular man. He made his debut for the Blues during the Round 7 clash against West Coast in 2008. He's described as a tenacious small midfielder. His path to Princes Park began at Guildford Grammar School and then at the Midvale Football Club in WA. Which means he's going home next week. In 2007, after one brief season with Swan Districts in the Waffle, he was recruited by the Blues at selection 34 in that year's rookie draft. He is a carpenter by trade.
Ooh.
And made headlines last week when he played his 50th game for the Blues, the same week that you, Robbo, played your 100th. He is
Davey Ellard.
Yes, thank you. Thanks
Welcome,
for the
mate.
Great intro.
That's a good bio. I totally ad-libbed that. That was all off the top of my head. How are you, Davey?
Very well. Glad to be here. Second time this year.
Mate, he's
now,
smashing it.
Have you been following Mitch Robinson on the Twitterverse, as they call it?
Oh, I did, yeah. I had a quick glance at his comeback. I thought it was great.
Can you talk us through that one, Robert? Because I've only just found out about it. It's certainly it's Muhammad Ali-esque in how good a put-down it is. Can you just talk us through it?
Yeah, it was one of my mates. It's a long story, cut it short, but it was one of my mates' birthday. I went out for dinner and went to the movies. Didn't get to see the game, so I didn't know that Tyrone had done what he did. So
yep.
When I got all these tweets and stuff, I was kind of, you know, put in the same category as that, and I was a little bit annoyed. Then I saw one from
I
saw another one from a reporter, and I was like, oh, okay, let's see what he has to say, then what he said, and then I just on the spot I pulled over and replied. And then it kind of went viral. So I was just kind of speaking on behalf of all footy players because it's just annoying what they have to say, and we can't say anything back. And if we do, we probably get fined by the AFL or club or something. So try to keep it G-rated.
In terms of social media, Davey Ellard, you've got to say that's the highlight for this year for Carlton, and not a very distinguished list of social media highlights for the club this year. But that one, it was basically a retort to a football journalist who said, just because you box outside, you think you can box on the field. Robbo's comeback was, just because you're not good enough to write sport doesn't mean you should write sport. It was something along
those
lines. You're not good enough to play sport, so you ended up writing it,
yeah.
Which I thought was a great line. Davey, what is that public scrutiny of your day-to-day job? If you have a bad day at the office, a lot of people tend to see it. How do you switch off from that? How do you try to insulate yourself from that?
Yeah, it's something that you just got to accept, obviously, when you sign the contract here, and it's something that comes, you know, with your the day-to-day job of playing this game at this level. So, yeah, it is hard to switch off. It's something that you do take home. But hopefully once you are at home, you have things outside the footy. As you said, I do a little bit of work with Rowie and stuff like that. So
S&S.
Yeah, I just try to do something on my day off or something completely different from footy. I find that that helps you switch off and refresh and get ready to go again.
So football writers who give you a hard time, do you maybe fashion a likeness out of them out of a lump of wood and then chainsaw its head off or something like that? or slowly file it off? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what I do. I suppose there's a few critics out there, but I'm not real big on the social media, so I don't know.
It's all about you write something. It's like, you know, if you don't like someone in person, you write a note about them, and then you just throw it up and put it in the bin. It's like you write something on Twitter, but you just don't post it. You just like delete it.
Oh, okay,
it's like, I should have said it, but you know, you just think about the repercussions. But we use social media to connect with fans and stuff, but obviously there's going to be some keyboard warriors out there and behind the screen trying to be tough guys. But it is for the fans, and Now, we try and give back a little bit, but yeah, there's always going to be scrutiny no matter what you do.
Was there any hesitation once you wrote what you said?
Oh,
were
just,
you sitting there for a while just going, do I press this?
I started to get a little bit sweaty because I was thinking on the way home, like, oh, I don't know if the club's going to, if I get a phone call from one of the people at the club, I'm like, then I know I've done wrong. But no, everyone was kind of laughing about it, and it was actually, it was good to get away with a positive this time.
It was a great line. Now, Robbo, we have to talk about the North Melbourne game for no other reason than it was your 100th.
Yep.
And it was a great win.
It was a great
talk us through it.
Yeah, it was a pretty big lead up that week. Just came off 2 weeks of hell pretty much during the suspension. Then came to the game, me, Hendo and Yaron playing 100th, and we had Big Dave Yellow playing his 50th. So it was a massive milestone for the club. And Kangaroos were sitting, fifth trying to get into fourth, so it was a great win for us. We came out, we all played well, like we had the goal kickers up forward and everyone pressuring, and yeah, just all kind of fell into place. But they had a comeback in the third, And we kind of shut that down the last quarter and just kicked away. But yeah, it was a great effort by all the boys.
It really was. Davey, what was it? Was there anything special said in the rooms beforehand? Because what was remarkable about it was it was a consistent four-quarter effort.
Kerry Robinson's last story?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we had a... obviously, when the boys have a milestone like 100th or something like that, Mick gets the parents in just to say a few words in the team meeting before the game. And... Robbo's old man kept it pretty short. He was only doing it for about 15 minutes. I think Mick had to wrap him up, didn't he?
I told him before, I said, just keep it short and sharp, mate. And his first line was, oh, Mitch told me to keep it short and sharp, so I will. But he went for about 10 minutes.
He started talking about when Mitch was 14
mate,
playing.
Yeah.
If
you read my resume, mate, it was amazing. No, it was good. But Yaron's mum got up there and, it was pretty emotional. And Big Hendo's old man got up too, so... No, it's a good tradition, I think. And then getting the name of the locker, pretty much, I came in a couple of days later and was on there. So
how did that feel?
Touching. Yeah, it was touching. It was when you first get to the club, it's kind of what you see with like the older boys. You get told to respect them because their name's on the locker and whatnot. So it was a good feeling seeing on there. Got a photo straight away. Got a selfie and stuff. So that's sitting nicely in my phone.
Do you have your name on the locker that you have at the AFL Tribunal?
I'm loving it, mate. I'm loving it. You've come in today with good ones. No, it's good, but yeah, guess what? My son can hopefully play here one day if he wants to play footy. So,
the thought of that is
thrilling. Chancy boy.
He's got a chance.
He's got. Oh!
Hey!
Oh!
Hey! Don't Beg come in plan. Here with material, Davey Allard.
That's pre-planned, I bet.
Yeah, look.
That's all right.
Look, it was gold regardless.
But big slug in your 50th game, mate. 8 years to get there. It's good to notch them up.
Yeah, it's taken me a while. Finally got there. It was it was good. It was good. Just a good win. Obviously, the boys had their milestones and that sort of stuff, so it was just great for the footy club and everyone that was, that had their milestones in that round too. So, it's been a bit of a journey, but and there's times where I didn't think I'd make it, but it was good to finally get there.
You seem to be getting a consistent run of games now. That must be a great feeling.
Yeah, it is. I've got a role each week, and I know as long as I do my role... and that for the side that, I should be right for the next week. But, it's a different spot that I haven't been in probably since I've been here, where it's, I've consistently got games and that sort of stuff. So it is nice.
It's a different role. He's playing one of those roles for the team where, you try and shut down a good backman and also put some scoreboard pressure on. But what he brings to the team in the forward line is pretty much what no one else can do. So it's always going to get him a game if he just does the team things, and he knows that and he's been smashing it. But I think it just came down to the first year I lived with him. I taught him a few things when I was there and taught him how to cook and stuff. And look at his body now. He's ripped
as. I think we went through this last time I was in here.
Is that behind my back? Because I wasn't in here. Gemma was taking
right,
over.
That's right.
I know we spoke about this last time you were in, David Allard, but can you, what word comes to mind when you remember living with Mitch Robinson? What, if you had to sum it up in a single word, what do you think it would be?
One word. Full on.
Full on?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was early days.
I was pretty fortunate. I could sort of, Aaron Joseph and Darren Pfeiffer at the time were living right next door. So we sort of took it in turns of babysitting. So
it was.
We'd sort of spend a bit of time at mine, and then when we sort of... message AJ, I'll come round, or, message Robbo. Robbo wants to play PlayStation with you or something like that.
I went through his wardrobe a few times too.
Right,
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Even though he's a little bit smaller than me.
So what, you'd swap clothes, would you?
I was nowhere in my first couple of months, let's be honest. I was just learning my way, and, it was good times though. I learned how to cook...
Knocky.
Knocky
was the big meal.
He tried to give me some house rolls and stuff. Yeah, you cook once a week, and my Thursday night was the old gnocchi in a pan, and
sure,
it was one of my classics.
Well, that's good. If you were carbo loading for a game, that's certainly lots of starch in that.
It was a nice mix
couple
up.
Meatballs,
yeah.
Meatballs,
yeah, great, nice mix up.
Now, Robbo, we touched on it before. I've made jokes at your expense about it, but the report. Talk us through that. Are you back from a 2-week suspension? Then that happens. What? Tell us about the actual incident. Your feet weren't actually off the ground, were they, when you made contact?
Yeah, it's a hard one. Trying to figure out how I can put it without getting in trouble. But I spoke to Lee straight after the incident, and he said I didn't get him high. It was more of a whiplash factor. So
which Lee is this?
Lee Adams.
Okay.
So I spoke to him, and then even the next day I texted him just to make sure before we went to tribunal how he was feeling and stuff. And the medical reports were just whiplash, sore neck and stuff. But I was pretty confident on the night that I got him just across the chest and the shoulder, and his neck went like kind of his neck area. But
yeah, which as far as you understand it is legitimate.
Which I thought was legal, and I was, we had a couple of days off after the game, and just to find out on the Monday when I was in Tassie that the match review panel offered me 2 weeks and that we were going to take it because... You know, we've seen a couple of incidents where, they've copped more than three. So I can't do much about it now. I've just got to, put it back and get some fitness and stuff up in a couple of weeks again. Do what I do to came back last time and hopefully come back straight in the team against, I think it might be against Geelong or someone like that. So a couple of weeks' time, yeah.
It was great to see you back on the side, bro.
Oh, it was great to be back.
Yeah, it was your kind of game.
It was the best four quarters I've ever... missed my life.
Trust me, after seeing Robbo after yesterday's training session, I'm sure he'd be pretty glad he's back in the side too.
Mate.
Is it training by punishment or punishment by training?
How
was Mick? How did Mick react to the 2 weeks?
Whatever it was, I was crying inside and it was more of an anger running. So I was doing a bit of extras after training and I just didn't know when I was going to finish. But got through the day and good day off tomorrow. So rest up.
Okay, we'll move on from that. Davey, Jared Waite's game against North Melbourne was amazing.
Great to see him back.
Yeah.
The
man who Robbo replaced on the Carlton podcast, Michael Jamieson, was giving an interview to 3AW recently, and he said the lack of consistency from Waitey was frustrating. What's your take on that?
I'm pretty sure in saying that he probably was referring to Jared, probably got a little bit frustrated with himself, not being able to perform like that each week. Obviously, everyone wants to perform like he did on was it Friday night against the Kangas. He was just unstoppable there. But, obviously Jared's been working on that consistency, and he's done that at both levels, VFL and in the AFL, and it was just so good to see him back and at his best on last week. And if he keeps bringing that to the table, he'll be hard to stop.
I think it's just because we all know what he can do as well. Like we all believe he's an A-grade player and how vital he is to our lineup when he's taking those marks, and he's always a target down the line and stuff, which is what we need and to win games and stuff. So I don't think he was saying he was frustrated as much with Wade. He's just he knows what we need to get from him, and he's been providing that in the VFL, and he come up and show him why we missed him.
Yeah, it was both frustrating and just fantastic to watch him in full flow because he realised how good he is when he turns up.
Bloody Hendo too. What's going on there?
Well, who knows? You tell me. He's probably inspired by you in some way.
Ella's his best friend.
Huh?
Ella's best friends with him.
Are you really? Oh. Tell us
Harley
more.
Boys.
That,
Harley
mate.
Boys.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Hendo's just sort of, come around the last couple of weeks, hasn't he? So it's great to see a couple of bigs up there, that can, destroy a game like they did the other night. And hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Robbo, I alluded to it before. Where did that really consistent four-quarter effort come from, in your opinion?
We can't really call it a four-quarter consistent performance on the weekend. We did have a little lapse in the third when we let them back in. I think they got within 2 points. But
okay, well, let's say 3.5 quarters.
Well, 3.5 is always better than three. So
yeah.
No, it was just, I think when our backs really get against the wall, we seem to shine more. So we're gonna try and figure out why that is and how we can actually spark that without actually losing games that we should be winning. So, we've lost a couple of games where we know we should have won. So we could be just sitting outside the eight, but it hasn't gone that way this year. But what another great chance this week when we're playing against Big Frio, who's sitting fourth currently on the ladder and in their home ground too. So it's going to be a massive game. Big Slug, you gone over?
Yeah, I'll be
going back home to the
On the flight.
What do you call it? God's country.
It is God's country. Yes.
Right. So is it a case of when Davey Allard steps off the plane
red carpet,
Perth, there's a throng of women
cheering,
holding babies, saying, "Why won't you acknowledge your child?" Or how what is it going
man?
Back home?
Well, I don't know about that, but I know there's one Perth bloke that will be
have
the strut going around when he gets back there, and that's Simon Watt.
He had the Subi strut today, didn't he, at training?
Did he?
Subi Echo strut.
He gets around with a massive strut when he's in Perth and a massive head wobble, so hopefully he uses that neck brace that that he had last year to hold his head up. It's an amazing strut.
You want to send out a few few texts tonight, don't you worry. Oh, here's a photo of a boarding pass, guys.
Wow.
Oh, why are you back in town?
I'm sure on Facebook we'll have something like, it's glad to be back home.
And so what do you do when you go back? Do you stay with family, or how does a visit to the hometown work for you?
Yeah, there's a few boys that are going to go back tonight, and they'll stay with their families tonight, but I'm going to fly back tomorrow with a few other boys that like to go 2 days before we travel.
Yep.
I'll stay with the boys and that until the game's over, and then I think because we don't play for when's the next game?
Saturday, I think, or something.
So the club's going to be great and let us stay maybe till Saturday. So I'll catch up with family and that maybe Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, the club was great. I asked to come over this week because Emma's over there seeing her family, and they just go, "Yeah, nah, Robbo, you're staying home."
You and Butters one on one.
Me and Butters one on one.
Wow, just
turning the screws. Is Butters going with you guys?
No, he's staying with you. I'm sure Butters will be over there.
Butters has to go.
What, so, you know, you sound like a, you know, Lethal Weapon, like good cop, bad cop kind of thing. You're, you know, an unlikely duo. You're going to go out solving crimes.
Mate, we're a good tag team at the moment. Like, he just flogs me and I'll just cop it.
Yeah, all right.
That's how it is.
Well, it seems
very one way.
Very one way.
Now, Davey, and I'll ask this question of you too, because I want to pick your football brain on this, Robert. But how, Freo, of course, as we know, travelling very well. They play well at home. But Perth doesn't really hold any great fears for Carlton. We tend to play well over there. How will we win this game?
Yeah, it's going to be obviously a tough game. Freo, they're such a great defensive side, and that's obviously why they are where they are on the ladder. But we're going to have to definitely, with Subi, bring our running boots. You know, there's so much space there with the size of the deck that we're going to have to really work hard to get into that space and use the ball really well against Freo. Obviously, them being such a great defensive side, it's going to make it so crucial that we do use the footy well, and you know, hit up and stuff like that. So it's going to be real crucial for us to break the game open.
Yeah, it's going to be a battle of the midfields, I reckon. They're big body midfielders. They've got the Crowley, Mundy, Fife-nosed blokes in there. They're pretty contested footy orientated and clearances. So I think whichever ruckman we take over this week will have a bit of assistance as well. So it's going to be it's going to be a great game to watch. Hope we get the win.
And we want every Carlton supporter in Perth to head on down.
Get down.
And
we've got
Blues.
A great following
there's
up
a
there.
Great following in Perth. So,
there is.
The city's been very good to Carlton.
I think it's the best one we got interstate crowd wise. Like they always get along and they're pretty loud. Battling Freo W West Coast fans are always pretty loud there. But
just
it's always
good Perth people, mate.
Yeah.
God's country, anything mate. To not hear the Freo theme song.
Imagine if you got down in Tassie for one game, mate. You seen a Tassie crowds?
No.
Like 12,000.
Yeah. Oh, all need on a family ticket.
Oh, yeah, two-headed ticket, isn't it?
It's all gravel ovals and that's still down there.
Yeah, big AJ played on the gravel oval.
There we go.
Queensland represent.
So, Robbo, you won't be going over. Davey, you will be. What role do you expect to play, the role you've been playing?
Yeah, I'll just play half forward, so hopefully, not much will change.
Kicks
how many
snags
goals have we got
there?
This year?
Debuted there, kicked his first goal there too, so look out.
Well, played my first two games at Perth.
Did you?
Yeah, so I debuted and then took me another year to play another one and then ended up back in Perth against the Eagles.
These rats was pretty generous back then.
And how many goals are you on? How many have you kicked?
Nearly goal a game.
Not 100% sure, maybe 10.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right, well, we look forward to you doubling that total in Perth. There we go. Now, we should announce, Robbo, as you know, there's been a change here. Stephen Trigg has
pulled
been
the trigger.
Appointed. Yep. Would you say he was poached from Adelaide? Or
I can't go into politics, mate, but I'm just guessing he was probably finishing up his stint there. And as we were looking for a CEO, so who better get the big Stephen Trigg?
Now, he's going to commence his role on August the 18th after finalising his commitments in Adelaide. Carlton President Mark Le Guidage.
Le Jeu d'Echec.
What did I say? Le Jeu d'Echec.
Le
Jeu d'Echec.
I didn't even look at it and I knew how to say it.
Le Jeu d'Echec.
You're such a fake Italian.
Jeez, I'm a fake Italian. There was an extensive recruitment process. I thought you might have been the first ever playing CEO, Robbo.
I just got to get through the podcast first. Got to work my way up, mate.
Yeah. All right. Fair enough. I mean, I could have done it, but nobody asked me. I don't know why.
You'd be busy doing that aeroplane stuff, weren't you?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm a busy man. Now, the president, whose name is pronounced Le Jeu d'Echec, Mark, said Stephen was among the host of candidates from around the globe who were interviewed for this position. He impressed us with his business and football experience and his vision to take our football club forward. Have you had any meetings with him or...?
Just a meet and greet handshake.
Okay, how
was
that?
It's going tricky. I'm doing my contract soon. You know, yeah. You still want me here? What's going on?
Don't you have just a manager for that, or are you going to do it yourself now?
Just some old school, mate. What about you, Slug? You met him yet?
But I think Roey sort of tried to tee up a bit of work at his house.
So already?
We can get around there already? And get in with him, you know?
Yeah.
That's their bargaining tool at the contract table. Look, mate, how much decks do you want done next year?
Well, you did do the deck here, didn't you?
Mate, he did mixed deck straight away.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Was that
and
gratis?
And look, Now he started playing well. Like, mate... I've got to get a new trade.
You've got to do what you got to do, don't you?
Well, what you got to, you know, maybe sling some of the missus' art
mixed I've got kamikaze gear, mate. If he ever wants to be hooked up, I've got a couple
maybe
of shirts.
Maybe Mick wants a couple of T-shirts.
We've got a couple of new ones coming out soon.
How is the commentary going, by the way?
Yeah, it's going. Yeah. So, Rowan,
trademarked the business name yet?
We've actually got a few jobs going at the moment, so we're just waiting. Probably towards the end of the year, we'll try to make it. Yeah, more official. Proper and official and see how we go. But everything's going well.
Do you actually work with Sam Rowe?
Yeah, so it's just myself and Rowe at the moment. So hopefully the vision is that we get a little team going for us and we can get out there and, you know, get any work for any supporters out there or anyone that is willing to pay for our services.
They had their meeting today at lunchtime. You should have heard the talk was going on between them.
Really?
Guys, what's your day off next week? 9 o'clock a.m. Oh, is that good enough for you? Nah, mate, well... that's about
it. Got to work around our coffee breaks and, you know, our sleep.
So you like the Lennon McCartney of carpentry, or how do you work? Who does what?
Rowie's the man. I'm just the...
Is that how it is?
He's been in the system, in the carpentry system, a bit longer than I have, so he pulls the ropes and tells me what to do and... I will finish my apprenticeship in a couple of weeks. So
fully qualified by the time of the end of the year, guys. Yeah. So if you're looking for a new deck for the summer, want to get your tan on, look out for S&S, probable name, Constructions.
Roy won't get his tan on.
No, Roy will get 30-degree burn on. But
he slaps the SPF. Right.
If it's raining, he puts sunscreen on, not a joke.
Yeah. Davey, gee, if I needed some decking done, where would I go to actually find S&S?
Probably Bunnings, mate.
What would you do? Where would you go? I mean, do you have a website you can go to?
We don't have anything as yet. So we're sort of just word of mouth. We're sort of working on it at the moment.
Tony, what do you reckon he came on today? He's getting the word out there. It's word of mouth at the moment. He just told us it's not official yet. Wait till the end of the year.
This is just a bit of a plug. It's a quid pro quo, Robbo. He gives his time. And then we say, give your business a plug. Nothing wrong with that.
It's
a
kamikaze kid too, people.
Don't forget about it. I don't have a website yet.
Where's the range of workwear for the training?
I wait until we win a good game and I'm playing two consecutive games and I might bring out something. It's just sitting at my house ready to go.
All right, good. Well,
it's professional.
Okay. Would you wear kamikaze gear around the site?
I don't know if I've ever been offered any kamikaze gear, but yeah, you never know.
One of the boys.
I think Roy is a big fan of it.
He actually is. Not a fan.
Anything
of
free, you're always a fan.
Hey, if it's for free, it's for me. Let that be his motto. All right, injury update. Andreas Everett, who's just had a cracking first season.
Mate, he's been a big inclusion for us this year. Good recruiting, I reckon. We've got a couple of good names this year that have been performing on the field. But, yeah, it's sad to see him go down with a knee. But knowing Andreas this year, he'll come back. I think it's a 4 to 5 week injury, so he might get a couple of squares, a couple of games in towards the end. But he's in the biomechanical knee brace at the moment. Is that close?
Yeah, it works.
Biomechanical.
Yeah, so what does that actually do?
It just stabilizes the knee, makes sure he's not twisting any wrong ways, and gets you can adjust the degrees of motion and stuff in it, so Geez, I'm switching on at the moment. And it's going pretty well for him, but he'll be right.
Davey, Troy Menzel, what's the go there? We're all very worried about his knee, but...
Yeah, no, the good news is there's no structural damage or anything to Troy's knee. Put up a little bit lame, but he should be right. Or we'll see this week. He's got another training session to get through, and gets through that, he should be right for this week.
Fingers crossed. Dylan Buckley, how's he tracking, Robbo?
Big Sodge, yeah. He's had a bit of bad luck the last few weeks. He just came off his hand injury, and I think he's done a little bit to his hammy, so he should be out for a couple of weeks, probably 2 or 3 weeks. But as he said, we've still got 3 games towards the end of the year, and hopefully be back for them because he's a pivotal part in that back line. His run and carry is amazing, so he's been a massive improvement this year, I reckon, in the back line, just like Roman.
Mm. Oh, he's really exciting to watch. He's also very shy, isn't he?
Is he anything like his old man?
Very crippling. Shy, yeah. His shyness is at times crippling, I believe.
Did he play like his old man or not?
We haven't seen enough yet, but his old man was unbelievably good, and I reckon the son is certainly not going to disgrace the family name. Let's put it that way. It's now time for the quiz. Dave, you know how this works. I'm going to throw a bunch of biographical information at both of you. It's biographical information about a teammate of yours, and the first person in wins. You win. What do you win apart from a warm glow from this game, Robert?
Bragging rights. I've won probably the last 2 to 3, I reckon.
You have been in very good form, I've got to say.
Last week was probably the quickest one, I reckon.
Yeah, you got it at first clue.
But I did lose the one when it was about Davey, because it kind of got me. I was playing against Jeffy, and he got it.
Yeah. He got it very quickly and was very pleased with himself.
Well, you said Swan Districts, and Jeff was like, Davey, lad.
All right.
Here we go.
There'll be no clues. I will give no clues about
Dear Heavenly Father above.
Okay, are you both ready? Do you know your teammates Mitch Robertson and Davey Allard? I was drafted to Carlton as selection 73 in the 2010 AFL rookie draft.
Matthew Watson?
No. All up, I've played 71 games for the Blues.
Zach Tui.
Zach Tui.
How did you know that?
I asked him today. I said, have you played about 80 some games? He goes, I played about 71. I promise I asked him today in the gym.
That is amazing.
I promise, man.
Inside information.
No, that's...
Matthew Watson, the first one?
That's a fair, that is fair. I'm going to award it to Mitch Robinson.
Yeah, well done, Mitch.
I'd just like to thank my sponsors, S&S Constructions, for doing my future deck. Kamikaze Kid, Nike, Hyundai, Le Jeu Duché for coming down, and Stephen Trigg.
And the Mars Confectionery Company. Oh, and Mars as well. All right, other biographical information. As the youngest of 4 children, neither of my parents or my siblings have ever shown any previous aptitude for sport. Following a crash course in the basics of the game, I spent the 2010 season finding my way through Carlton's then VFL affiliate, the Northern Blues. After being defeated by Sydney in last year's semi-final, I briefly visited Ireland to represent my country in the Hybrid International Rules Series against Australia, Indigenous All-Stars. At the beginning of this year, my partner gave birth to our first child, Flynn.
Big Flynn. He's a monster, that kid.
Is he?
He makes Chance look like...
How is Chance going?
Oh, he's all right, man. He's getting his first tooth, actually.
Oh.
Early days, like 4 months, and he's starting to get a little white tip on his gum, and he's like biting down on it. So
yeah, and big red cheeks.
Yeah, not so much. He's a little bit sooky here and there, but mate, he's...
Is he sleeping?
Yeah, he smashed it 8 hours the other night. Like, he's getting through every night, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I reckon Allard's the next one to go, though.
All right. Well, yeah, Speaker, do you want to let us know anything in that regard, Davey?
I'm all good, mate. It's all good on my end.
All right. Great. Great. Davey Allard, thank you so much for coming into the Carlton Podcast again.
No worries. Thanks for having me again.
Mate, 2 from 2. He's smashing it.
He is. He's great. And good luck in the hometown against Freo.
Thank you.
Look forward to you kicking a bag and improving on that total.
I reckon 2 goals, 7 tackles, 14 possessions.
We want career high stats.
That's not career high.
Nothing less. No, I'm saying that's what we want next week.
Oh, yeah, of course we do.
Yeah.
Oh, Dave Ellard.
Now, Robbo, you've got another 2 weeks of your imposed layoff.
Yes, it's not a joke, but I'm focused.
Yep.
And I'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Okay. Would have been a bittersweet.
Hopefully in the AFL, but look forward.
We look forward to the next 100 games from you, Mitch Robinson.
On a personal note, yeah. Thanks for having me, Tony.
No worries.
Big Dave Ellard.
Hey, thank you, Davey Allard, and congratulations on the 50 games. It's a great achievement.
Thank you.
See you,
this
boys.
Has been the Carlton Podcast with Mitch Robinson, Davey Allard, and Tony Moclair.